From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a warning Wednesday. In a televised speech, Khamenei said, in the issue of the nuclear deal, the current administration has committed several violations, the latest of which is the renewal of the 10-year sanctions. If these sanctions happen, it is absolutely a breach of the last year's deal with world powers under which sanctions were eased in exchange for curbs to Iran's nuclear program. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed Kashmir region Wednesday, according to officials. The incident came a day after 3 of its soldiers in India said it had been killed by Pakistani troops and threatened retribution. Germany's flagship carrier, Lufthansa, has canceled nearly 900 flights Wednesday because of a strike by pilots. It has caused travel disruption for tens of thousands of passengers and the latest escalation of a long-simmering pay dispute. The stoppage has affected Lufthansa flights at airports across Germany. Meanwhile, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday that she criticized plans by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to ditch a trans-Pacific trade deal, warning that future agreements will likely be worse. She says, I will tell you quite honestly that I'm not happy that the Trans-Pacific Agreement will probably not become a reality. I don't know who will benefit from that. This is VOA News. A scandal over South Korean President Park Geun-hye's shadowy confidant has taken an even more bizarre turn Wednesday when Park's office was forced to explain a mass purchase of Viagra. The revelations about Park's decades-long ties with close friend Choo Sun-sil and with Choi's father have sparked huge media interest into the president's personal life. On Tuesday, an opposition party lawmaker revealed that Park's office last year had bought hundreds of pills which can treat erectile dysfunction, including Viagra and the generic version of the drug. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval.
Se han perdido vidas y hay muchas más en peligro.
That's President Juan Manuel Santos. He says lives have been lost and many more are at stake. We could not forgive ourselves for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct this situation. The agreement aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. President Barack Obama Tuesday awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to 21 actors, musicians, athletes, and innovators. He said he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to each individual who inspired him over the years.
Just on a personal note, part of the reason that these events are so special to me is because everybody on this stage has touched me in a very powerful personal way.
Among the honorees include actors Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, and Robert Redford, baseball greats Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates, singer Diana Ross, and longtime sports broadcaster Vin Scully. Prominent Bangladeshi pro-opposition newspaper editor Mahmudur Rahman was released Wednesday. He has spent more than 3 years in jail on charges of sedition and inciting religious tension. Rahman faces charges in a multiple of cases, from torching vehicles to a plot to kill the prime minister's son. The average lifespan of people in the EU has topped 80 for the first time, but preventable illnesses caused by smoking, alcohol, and obesity are taking a huge toll, according to a study Wednesday. Gains were uneven as people in Western European countries live more than 8 years longer on average than people in Central and Eastern countries. Most Asian markets rose again Wednesday. They track in a record close on Wall Street while the dollar held on to its gains against the yen on expectations of a U.S. interest rate rise. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.